welcome to the program. Today we start a new series on the subject of thinking. Jesus asked the question in Matthew 21 and 28, "What think ye?" We're going to talk about it. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about the subject of thinking. The dictionary says thinking is the activity of reasoning concerning circumstances. You'll find several times in the Bible where Jesus asked the disciples, "Why reason ye among yourselves?" So they had some circumstances and they were trying to reason about those circumstances. And there was the Son of God right there, had the answer to every single question they could ever come up with, but they didn't bring him into the subject. They were reasoning among themselves because of the circumstances. Now we're going to be looking at the subject of thinking. Thinking because of the circumstances, the dictionary says, a circumstance is a fact or a condition connected with or relevant to an action. So you're going to think about the circumstance and then take some action. Now, if we're going to do that, we should reason. As Paul the Apostle said, he reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. We're going to be looking at this subject. We're going to look at a lot of verses in the Bible that talk about thinking. There's many of them. In fact, if you would like to, I will send you a copy of the verses that we're going to be using. Just email them to you if you send me a text or an email at bobkirkland7@gmail.com, bobkirkland7@gmail.com. I'll send you a copy, email you a copy of the verses that we're going to be using, and you can just follow along on the printed page there, because it would take all day for us to flip from one verse to another. We're going to look at a lot of them in this series. Well, here's something to think about. Listen carefully to the words of this message and song, "What Then?"
When the great busy plants of our city shall have turned out their last finished work, when the merchants have sold their last order and dismissed every last weary clerk, when our banks have raked in their last dollar and have paid out their last dividend, when the judge of the earth wants a hearing and he asks for what then? What then? What then? When he asks for a balance, what then? When the choir has sung its last anthem and the preacher has voiced his last prayer, when the people have heard their last sermon and the town has died out in the air, when the Bible lies closed on the altar and the pews are all empty of men, when each one stands facing his record and the great book is opened, what then? What then? What then? When the great book is opened, what then? When the actors last drama and the mimic has made his last fun, when the movie has flashed its last picture and the billboard displayed its last run, when the crowd seeking pleasure has vanished, gone out in the darkness again, when the trumpet of ages has sounded and we stand before him, what then? What then? What then? When we stand before him, what then? When the bugle calls, into silence, and the long marching columns stand still. When the captain repeats his last orders, and they capture the last fort and hill. When the flag has been hauled from the masthead, all the wounded afield have checked in, and the world that rejected its savior is asked for a reason. What then? What then? What then? When you're asked for a reason, what then?
Well, today we're going to just have a few thoughts about the subject of thinking. One of the greatest days of my life was when I decided to do my own thinking. Do you do your own thinking, or do you let someone else do your thinking? Sometimes it's a good idea to think outside of the box. Are you boxed into that little group of people that you are associated with and you have to think like they think? Or are you able to think for yourselves? Jesus asked the question, what think ye? When we stand before him, we're going to give an answer for our lives, not for the group. And so we need to be concerned about thinking according to the scriptures. Now, I want to give you some definitions today, and tomorrow we'll get into the different scriptures. And as I said, if you'd like a copy of those that we're going to go through, email me at bobkirkland7, that's the number 7, at gmail.com. Thinking, the dictionary says, is the activity of reasoning concerning circumstances. So when a circumstance comes along, it causes us to think. If you have a flat tire, there's a circumstance. You got to think about what you're going to do now. If you're a lady driving down the road and you can't get out in the middle of the road and change a tire, what are you going to do? You have to think because of the circumstance. Some years ago, I was driving with a load of teenagers that we had been on a trip from our church to the East Coast, and we were coming back, and we were going through the tunnel at Montreal, coming towards Ontario, and I went through the tunnel. I've been across the bridge several times, and I thought, well, I'll go through the tunnel this time, because I had never done that before. Well, we got into that tunnel. I don't know if you've been in it or not. There's two lanes going in each direction, and there's nowhere to pull off. There's a cement wall on each side. You go through the tunnel, you don't stop in there. Well, just as we got going into the tunnel, my left front tire started to fall apart. Pieces of rubber were flying off the tire. And it was a long way under there to still go under that river to get to the other side. Well, that'll cause you to think, what am I going to do if that tire goes flat? So what did I do? I started praying. I said, Lord, if you get me to the other side of this tunnel, I'll be a good boy for the rest of my life. And I don't know that I've lived up to that promise, but he did get me through. We got through to the other side. We pulled over and the tire went flat just on the other side. Well, thinking is the activity of reasoning concerning circumstances. A circumstance, we said, is a fact or condition connected with or relevant to an action. We're going to say, you know, what am I going to do? What would I do if that tire went flat? Well, it'd be better if we just didn't have a flat and the Lord worked that out. I was excited about that. Then we have the definition of reasoning. Reasoning is the, according to the dictionary, the power of the mind to think, understand, and form judgments by a process of logic. The process of the mind, reasoning is the process or the power of the mind to think, understand, and form judgments by the process of logic. Now, logic, how does that fit in with the Bible? The dictionary says logic is reasoning conducted according to strict principles of validity. And so if we put that together, reasoning is the power of the mind to think, understand, and form judgments according to strict principles of validity. And validity is the quality of being factually sound. Now we're getting somewhere. To be factual is to be concerned with what is the what is actually the case rather than the interpretation of or reaction to it. Well, there we have a whole lot of definitions, and we're going to be looking at the scriptures in the light of these definitions and seeing what is factual and what isn't. So let's go through the whole thing. First of all, we'll be going through some circumstances in life. Those circumstances are going to cause us to think about what action we need to take. If we're going to take action that would be scriptural, we need to be able to think and understand and form judgments according to something that is valid. And we said valid is to be factually sound, and the only factually sound, reliable source for anything is the Word of God.
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands over hills, may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone, I accept to live it, and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Yes, the Bible.